The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet.
This episode of the Steve Austin Show is brought to you free in part by our friends at Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. That's right. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance at geico.com. Extra money in your pocket? It may just be the most rewarding thing you do today.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
From Hollywood, California, by way of the Broken Skull Ranch, this is the Steve Austin Show.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, here's Steve Austin.
All right, everybody, welcome to Steve Austin Show. I am coming to you from the mean streets of Los Angeles, California today. I'm sitting here in my office at 316 Gimmick Street. The Austin family is back in California. Spent about 2 weeks over there at the BSR 2.0 in Nevada, having a great time, enjoying the snow and cold weather. We get four seasons down there, so I look forward to each and every one of them. Flying back in here in Los Angeles, man, just in flying into that ball of smog that I'm fixing to talk about on the podcast with my guest. There's a helicopter buzzing around my damn house right now. That just shows that I am indeed in Los Angeles. And I guarantee you it's a black and white chopper. They're running a spotlight because there's some kind of crime going down right down the street. Hey, enough about me running my mouth about the headaches, hassles, and horse shit of Los Angeles, California. I dig Los Angeles. It's been good to me, but I got a damn good podcast for you today. I'm talking to my good friend, Diamond Dallas Page, longtime friend, former roommate, travel partner, confidant. If I called Dallas right now and said, Dallas, I need you to bring a couple shovels and a body bag, he'd bring a couple shovels and a body bag and he would be here. That's the kind of guy he is. And he's been changing people's lives now for, man, it's got to be close, 10, 15 or more years. Time escapes me. I've been hitting him with so many steel chairs. Diamond Dallas Page, you got to invent something for my damn head with them steel chairs. I'm just kidding. Have a great conversation with my good buddy, Dallas Page, joining me on the podcast. He's coming from his home in Atlanta. I'm here in Los Angeles, and we're about to talk about everything, about life and about his brand new book, Positively Unstoppable. This book comes available January 15, 2019. You've heard me talk about it and do the reads on the show for a little bit over a month now. I glossed through the book. I had a hard time getting started on the book. I started reading these tips, these things that I didn't know. Dallas was out working my ass. So I will read this book page by page by page, no pun intended. And I'll have Diamond Dallas Page back on the podcast once I finish with it. But I highly recommend the book. I saw a lot of stuff in there that I said, man, I need to be applying this to my life right here, right now. And so I hope you enjoy this listen. Dallas drops a lot of valuable 411 on a lot of the experiences that he's been through. He also tells some great wrestling stories, some Muhammad Ali stories, and some of the stories from people that inspired him and about some people that have been inspired by him himself. So I'm going to stop flapping my gums. I'm tired as hell. I'm ready to go inside and make me some deer steaks that I'm going to fry up in some grease, put them in some flour, some eggs and milk, and fry them. They're not really on my diet, but I have earned the right to my deer steaks, and I'm fixing to go in there and pig out. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Diamond Dallas Page. The book becomes available, Positively Unstoppable, January 15, 2019. Pre-order the book anywhere books are sold. We will also cover that information during the podcast and after. Time for me to go eat some deer steaks. Enjoy my conversation with my good friend, Diamond Dallas Page, as we talk Positively Unstoppable and you finding your life and owning your life as per the lessons by Diamond Dallas Page. All right, let's take a quick pause here and give a shout out to my guest here on the podcast today and my old buddy, my old roommate, my old travel partner, one of my best friends, Diamond Dallas Page and DDP Yoga. Man, I've been doing my regular workouts with the DDP Yoga Now app for a long time now, and I'm feeling great. I'm feeling like a changed man, and I'm damn sure feeling it for the better. I am more limber, more loose than ever before, and I feel fantastic. And if you weren't already aware, DDP Yoga has transformed the lives of legends such as Mick Foley and Chris Jericho, who's still going strong at 47, as well as helping rehab injuries for WWE superstars like Bobby Fish, Drew McIntyre, and AJ Styles. DDP Yoga can work for all ages, all weights, all fitness levels. It's a kick-ass cardio workout that will dramatically increase your flexibility and strengthen your core like never before. all done with minimal joint impact. Just for listeners of the Steve Austin Show and just in time for the holiday season, DDPY is offering its biggest discount ever with 30% off of the DDPY workouts and the DDP Yoga Now app. And to boot, you will still get 3 months free on the app with any DVD program purchase or 7 days free on any app subscription. DDPY's huge holiday sale is the perfect chance to get started with the program before the new year. This offer is only available at ddpyoga.com/Austin. This is an awesome program. I highly recommend it. I also highly recommend this. Check it out. DDP's upcoming book, what we've been talking about on the podcast, Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It, is now available for pre-order. Filled with lessons from Page's life that share his own struggle to find his calling, overcoming one obstacle after another, Positively Unstoppable is a Bible for anyone who needs to be re-inspired to follow their dreams and take real action toward the things that matter most to them. Positively Unstoppable will be released January 15, 2019, and is available for pre-order anywhere books are sold. Everybody's going to be starting making their New Year's resolutions. Hey, man, sign up right now. Anywhere books are sold, buy Positively Unstoppable from Diamond Dallas Page and help get your ass motivated to commit, have consistency, and pursue your goals, your dreams, everything you want to achieve. I can't think of anybody right off the top of my head that is more inspired or more driven than my buddy Diamond Dallas Page. Definitely check out Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It. And after you get your core in order, get your damn teeth right. It's the holiday season, and a Quip toothbrush is a perfect gift for just about anyone with teeth. So pretty much everyone. At best, they're going to use it twice a day, so you know it's going to be valued. Quip features a built-in timer to help you clean for the dentist recommended 2 minutes with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. And Quip automatically delivers brush heads on the dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. You can even get prepaid refills for the year to make sure your Quip bristles are top-notch. I've been using the Quip toothbrush, and it's a unique brushing experience to say the least. The brush starts buzzing when you brush, and then it stops to tell you when to switch sides. You don't realize how long you really should be brushing on each side until you use this thing. Now, thanks to Quip, I'm brushing better. And that's the bottom line. With over 5,000 verified 5-star reviews, you know it's the best in the market. Quip is the Stone Cold versus Bret Hart at WrestleMania 13 of electric toothbrushes. Quip starts at just $25. And for listeners of the Steve Austin Show, if you go to getquip.com/Steve Austin right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Again, that's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Steve Austin. GETQUIP.com/Steve Austin. Do it for your damn teeth.
This is the Steve Austin Show.
And I'm rolling sound. I'm over at 316 Gimmick Street. Just jumped off a damn charter plane, man. We was up in God's country, Nevada. Just got back into Cali. Holy smokes, dude. When you come into Los Angeles and you've been gone for about 2 weeks and you look down and you see all the damn cars crawling across the damn freeways. They look like ants. And then you get right up and amongst it right when you drop through that smog. Do you regret leaving the great city of Los Angeles at all, Paige?
Zero. Zero, man. You know, L.A.'s a great place to visit, but, you know, that old quote about I wouldn't want to live there. Just that traffic alone and the pollution. See, when I was 21, now we're going 41 years ago, I'm living in San Francisco. A buddy of mine he's moving to San Francisco, and he wants to move his furniture that he's got in Newport Beach. So we drive from San Francisco, and we're coming around the bend, and we're about to head towards LA 41 years ago. And I saw that blanket of that dark brown look that was there. And it was like coming out of the sky. I'm like, dude, what the hell is that? He goes, oh, bro, that's the smog. It was because it's in the valley, right?
Right.
And it's trapped. It's like a brown curtain. And you never really know that unless you come from the, you know, from the north. You never see that coming from the south.
No, dude, you can see it anywhere. I mean, because, man, when I'm flying in from Texas, when I'm coming in from Nevada, it don't matter. I mean, because when you're in it, you don't really notice it. But all of a sudden, you start flying into it. I remember, you know, back before, you know, I first came here, I was like, man, I ain't going to be in L.A. very long. This is just kind of a transition step for me. For those first 7 years, I kept thinking, oh, man, I'm flying back into this big, you know, kind of that ball of shit. And then all of a sudden, after 15 years later, you know, after I've been gone for a long time, I'm kind of like, eh, home sweet home. But now that we sold the place in Texas and we got that place in Nevada, you know, we're kind of, you know, redoing the house and making some upgrades on it. So it's like, as soon as I get that done, you know, I'm not sitting here going to announce on the podcast, hey, I'm leaving L.A. tomorrow, because I hate being taken out of context, which I always am on the podcast.
You are.
But, dude, yeah, I'm about ready to kind of make that transition in a little bit. We just got back in there. We left our Yukon at the airport. We jumped in. I said, man, this is just, I don't know, it's just too much traffic. And I was like, it's just, there's no use to do it if you don't got to. Where we're at right now, we go to Nevada. Man, I got a big mountain range right in front of my house. It snowed about 6-8 inches out there. My dogs go crazy in that snow. But anyway, man, we're here to talk about all kinds of stuff. I don't want to bore everybody to death with traffic in L.A. and all that bullshit, because I got people listening all over the world. But one of the things that I'm noticing, I'm actually Skyping with Diamond Dallas Page, my former roommate, great friend, travel buddy. I mean, shit, we go way back. I always tell people it's a shoe. Hang on.
Oh, that was great. I got to watch what you did when you blacked that shit out. That was awesome.
What'd I just do?
Shut up! Hulk up! As you're screaming at your dog. Oh, but you said it like, you yelled it like 3 times, but you hit mute so you wouldn't blow my ears out or blow the people's ears out. That, I wish I was videoing that. That was like, oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, so I'm video Skyping with Paige, and then my dog, Mula, she got like super sensitive hearing, and we get here, and all of a sudden, she's got to go and watch dog patrol. I'm like, man, nobody's breaking into this compound. If they do, I'm packed to the gills. Just let me podcast in peace. What happened was, one of our friends is remodeling their house. So we're letting Kristen's friend stay over at 317 Gimmick Street for another 5 months while she redoes her crib. So that puts me right back in the thick of things. And that's why I got the place to begin with, because I go over there. I got my man cave. It's real quiet, chill. But now I'm back here in the grind. But anyway, I'm laughing because can you see my forehead? Can you see that gimmick?
Dude, will you gig yourself?
No, man, I had Mo's graphic, whatever, skin surgery. I had a little gimmick on my forehead, and I'm watching you because you're bleeding as I'm sitting here talking to you.
Dude, I'm laughing so hard. I'm waiting for the opening. I want you to watch these headphones, all right? See how big they are, the Bose?
Yeah.
And when I took it with this one, it spread out and boom, kicked me back and hit me in the forehead. And I'm going, are you fucking kidding me? I gig myself with my own headset?
Well, I'm wondering what's going on. Like, Paige's gigged himself for an audio podcast. I love it. If it was television, if this was the WCW, WWF Monday Night Wars, it'd be one thing. But, dude, nobody can see you. They can only hear you. So I'm sitting here describing the carjacks, and Paige has been busted open. By God, that man has a family, damn it. To quote my good buddy Jim Ross.
And I'm looking at you, I'm going, Jesus, he's been gigged. How did this happen?
Dude, man, I've been having this little gimmick froze off of my forehead for I don't know how many years. Finally, the guy says, hey, you need to go check that out. I think it could be skin cancer. And I said, okay, so I'll put it off for a little bit because we all got shit going, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I go in and I say, yep, okay. And the guy gets a little blue pen and he carves out this little rectangle between my eyes. And then, you know, they send you out, they test the tissue. You go back in, you just keep going until they get it all right. So all of a sudden I'm laying there and he goes, well, do you want to see what I've done? Because they don't put the stitches in until the next day. So I'm laying there. Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm all numbed up. I ain't feeling nothing right. So I'm laying on the table. And as they're doing it, because you know, like when you gig, like when we used to gig, I was telling the doctor, because we're having a conversation just like this as he's cutting on me. And I'm saying, hey, Doc, you know, back in the day, we used to get color like this, because as he's cutting, because there's so much blood in that area, he goes, you sure bleed a lot. And so I told him a story. But while he's cutting, he's cauterizing, you know, so it smells like you're branding a cow in there.
Right.
So he hands, I'm laying there, and I'm looking up, and he's a great doctor. And I look it up, and then he hands me the mirror, and I'm like, God dang, it's a side. There's a circle. There's a complete circle, but a little bit bigger than a quarter, smaller than a 50 cent piece on my forehead. And I'm like, dude, I'm not trying to be a professional model or anything, but, you know, maybe I'm just need to start getting a hand commercial gigs, doing some ivory soap or something. You're killing me. How are we going to close this bitch up? He tells me, he goes, we'll cut some relief things right there in the corner of your eyes. I'll cut you here. So anyway, what you're seeing is I still got the stereo strips on. I got my stitches taken out. I'm going to be as good looking as I was before I had the surgery. I got two more little procedures, you know, Paige. And I don't know, kind of in business, but especially out here in this town, things start slowing down. It gets really dead towards the back end of November going into December. So I figured, hey, man, I'll take a little downtime, get all my shit taken care of because, man, I'm planning for a hellacious 2019. You're not going to turn around and sue the company that gigged you with the damn headphones, are you? Everybody's lawsuit. Hey, you go to McDonald's, you get a McCafe coffee, and they spill it on you, and everybody wants some money because they got burnt.
I'll take that as my own stupidity. I think of my own stupidity. Dude, I was actually watching my iPad in my hyperbaric chamber about a month ago, and I hit the thing while I was trying to change it, you know, go to a different Netflix thing, and it dropped. And gigged me up before again. So I can't get away from the shit. I think I gigged more outside of the business than I did in. But, you know, skin cancer thing's a very, very, very serious thing. I've had about 9 of those things taken off me. You know, from all those years of being a lifeguard, you know, surfing all those years. Like, my skin is fried, man. So I got to, that's the one thing I really got to stay ahead of. And there's a guy named Danny Federici, and he used to play keyboards for Bruce Springsteen. And one of my very good friends, Tony Pallagrossi, had gone to see Danny. He was dying of skin cancer. And, you know, freaking Danny was like, dude, ain't nothing come fast. Because you get skin cancer, man, it's fast. And he said, man, use that blockout shit, you know?
Dude, here's the thing. And mine was basal cell, and it was another one, but it wasn't the heavy-duty stuff. So I was very fortunate in that regard. But my point is, like, I kind of did a PSA on my last podcast. We're going family-friendly, but on my other podcast, me and my buddy Ted Fowler was laughing about it. But man, if you see anything, a bump, redness, a brown patch, anything abnormal, or if your wife or your husband sees it, man, go get that shit checked out because it could lead something serious. So anyway, finally, you know, I've got two more to take care of and then I'm done. But it goes back, Paige, all those years. And I always tell everybody, hell, I'm damn near an albino. I mean, I'm so damn white. Here's a funny story. You know, back when Big Show finally came up to the WWF, you know, I only had like one or two pairs of trunks to begin with, so I didn't like anybody stretching them or messing with them or nothing. But also, in a protection mode of being white hot as Stone Cold Steve Austin, dude, we used to lay in those tanning beds. You know, that was the gimmick. You fly into town, you get your rent a car, you load your boys up, you go hit a Waffle House or Denny's, you go get your tan, you go get your swell on, then you go to the building. One time we was over there wrestling overseas, and Big Show, we'd been brawling outside, and he throws me back in, and as he's throwing me back in, you know, he just grabs me by my trunks, and they go halfway up my ass.
And your lily white ass.
My lily white ass. I mean, you need sunglasses to look at my ass. And boy, you know, when you're the hottest baby face on planet Earth at the peak time of the business, and all of a sudden you're working with a giant, and he pulls your black trunks up your ass and exposes you. I turned around and I hit that son of a bitch right in the jaw. I said, get off my trunks, damn it. And he'll never forget it. But, you know, dude, all the times you're like, when we go into the tanning beds, and because when I was on top, I looked a lot cooler and a lot tougher having that tan. And these days, those guys are all using that bodybuilding stuff, that's Dioderm, and that's smart. But it does present better on TV unless your gimmick is like Sheamus. And then out there at the Broken Skull Challenge, dude, I mean, we're out there on top of a mountain in the desert. I've got layers and layers of 50 block on, but now I'm just sitting there thinking, okay, this is all the toll. Anything you do, Paige, and we're about to get into your book, and we're going to talk about Positively Unstoppable. That's why we're talking about it. I'm really looking forward to talking to you about it. But everything you do in life catches up to you. So, man,
sure,
to anybody
sure.
listening to my sorry ass, everything in moderation. Everything.
Everything. That is the key, brother.
Let's talk about you for a second, because before we get into the book, I know you're big into Christmas, and you sent me, you called me or you sent me a text message, and I think this year was probably the biggest Christmas spread you've done, because I think you went crazy with it. What kind of electricity bill are you running up over there?
Well, that I have no idea, but on that note, I'm going to take you upstairs right now. Since you got to do it, because you're going to sell this. We're going to get some cool pictures done. But when you walk in the crib, let me turn some lights on here. Hold on. Keeping everything up for my mom so she can see it. But this is my wife, Brenda. This is my daughter, Lexi. And I'm walking out in the rain so you can see what the house looks like.
Jesus.
As we're backing
Christ.
All the way back. All right, so that's the outside of the house.
Yeah.
All right, and then as you're rolling up, what you'll see is snowman, bears, trees. That's Diesel, Taylor, and Steve.
Holy cow! How many Christmas trees you got?
There's a couple in here. This room here, that's the Hanukkah room, because this is Chrismukka. You know, in my house. And as you roll up here, right in here's where we had the party in here. Craziness. This is like a winter wonderland, bro. Now I'm taking you to the next room.
Oh, my God. There's Christmas trees. There's red, white, Santa Clauses, elves, lights.
Brenda, say hello, Steve.
Hey, Brenda, how are you?
So look at this thing.
Oh, that's amazing. I know, it's like a rectangular box that's lit, and it's like it's snowing inside.
That's a little sad.
Dude, where do you put this? Did you rent this all? Do you own it?
I own everything, man. We were actually up in Washington, Leavenworth, Washington, on Thanksgiving, because that's like a Christmas village place. It's super. It's like a little old German town that has the greatest, like one of the greatest Christmas displays probably on the West Coast. And we went up there, spent a few weeks, about 5 days up there, and we buy stuff. When we go out, we buy stuff and just add to it. And now I got a big enough house to house it all. So we had a huge party here on Saturday and over 100 people at my house on Saturday night. It was a good
time.
Did
you get so many Christmas decorations? You spent so much money, you ain't going to have no money for presents.
how
heavy are you and Brenda? I know the girls are probably still coming home and stuff like that, but for me and Kristen, like for Nevada, and we'll do the same thing here in Marina Del Rey, dude, we'll get we got a little gimmick plant. It looks like a miniature Christmas tree, and she got some LED lights. I mean, dude, our setup is about a foot and a half tall, one strand of lights, end of story.
Well, you're not a Christmas freak like me and Foley.
Yeah. Oh, does Foley do the same thing?
Well, he's pretty elaborate, too. He has one room that's Christmas all year round.
Hold on. But Mick, the most frugal man in the history of the business splurges on Christmas.
Yes, he does. Well, it comes to decorations, man. And he loves being Santa Claus. Like, he really pitches his whole deal out. He loves it. He takes it to a different spot than I do. I just like to have that cool setting in my house. And actually, it's one of the things where I escape, man. And people are just nicer to people around this time of year.
As you're winding down this year, I mean, we're still early in December. We got Christmas. I know you guys are going to blow it out. You had your big Christmas party, but on January 15, 2019, Positively Unstoppable, your brand new book is coming out. And right now it's available to pre-order anywhere books are sold. Give us some more information just on ordering the book. And then let's get into, just tell us where everybody can order the book first and foremost.
Well, for starters, one of the things I just did, because I wanted to do some kind of promotion around like making it, and this is like only on Stone Cold Steve Austin that really knows about this on your podcast, because I just literally put it together. Anyone who pre-orders the book And you can go to Amazon or wherever you want to go. You go to Barnes & Noble online, because everything's online today. You know, you don't have to wait and buy, you know, wait till you get to the bookstore, because you can get it online. If you go to ddpyoga.com/positivelyunstoppable, and if you get the, if you've already bought the book, if you've already got the book from Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you got it, wherever books are sold, and you have a proof of the receipt. And I know you know that right now with DDP Yoga, we're doing our biggest sale ever is 30%. I've never done more than 30% ever. And we're doing it on the app and we're doing it on the DVDs. But right now we're running the thing that starting today, that if someone sends, if they get the book from ddpyoga.com/positivelyunstoppable, there'll be a spot in there that you can show proof of purchase. And if you got the book already, well, then you got 40% off on the DVDs. So that's like a combination thing I'm putting into it. And there's so many things we're doing around the book. Like, you know, one of the things, and we'll get into the book in a minute, but I've developed, me and my business partner, Steve Yu, have developed a contest. And the contest is really, it's around where we're doing a transformation contest where people can win up to $1 million. Like, bro. Holy shit. Mean, $1 million. Now, of course, you know, what we do is inspire people. That's what we do. When we were on, Shark Tank, Mr. Wonderful was like, in a world where, you know, Beachbody, the guys who do, have done every workout you can do. They're the biggest company in the world. Jane Fonda made money with, made a living, a lot of money off her fitness. Gaiam, which is yoga, they make a lot of money. But most people, you could fill probably the Superdome with the DVDs that have been made by celebrities that are their workouts because they didn't sell. And he was like, how come you guys are so successful? And my business partner, Steve, you said, we inspire people. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, that's great. But how do you make the money? I said, we inspire people. And it just turns into whatever it turns into. So Steve, how I met him is because he was working for IBM. And he was going to, you know, one of those guys who's top of his class from Cornell. So you know him, super smart guy. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to inspire people, so he left that to start a movie that was his first movie he was working on, called Inspired the Movie. And that's how we met. Now, Steve had entered a contest that the guy from EAS did, where he gave away like $100,000 for the best transformation for a man and a woman.
Yeah, Bill Phillips.
Bill Phillips, exactly. So Steve entered that contest, and so did the girl that he was dating, Mariah. Mariah won the contest. She won $100,000. Another buddy of ours named Ken won the male side. They both won $100,000. But what it did was, it was the same thing we're doing now, where you can win up to $1 million on our transfer. It's going to be 4 months. We're going to give everyone a chance. They won't be able to sign up yet because we don't have it. This is all developmental. It's happening. And it's happening around because, you know, my program is not just about working out. It's about working out, eating healthy if you choose to go that route. But more than anything, it's about reprogramming your mind. Like, it's rebooting yourself. And we don't really want to make the focus the money. But that's what gets people off that couch and going, hey, I'm going to do this. I don't know if you saw the video that's been out there where I have a guy named Vance Hines a year ago. And this is about someone changing their mindset, something that made them get off the couch. Do you know who Bert Kreischer is? One of the funniest guys on the planet. So him and Rogan are doing another funny, funny, funny son of a bitch. They're doing their Sober October. And at one point, Bert says, you know, to his other boys, Tommy and Joe and Jimmy, he says, about a half marathon, he's going to run a half marathon. And this guy, Vance Hines, saying, what? He ain't running no half marathon. And then he went and he did it. And he prepared for 2 weeks and he did it. And that made Vance Hines get off his ass. He was 475 pounds. Now, along this time, you know, we all look at our Twitter feed from now and again. When I do, I fill it up. I answer a bunch of stuff that I'm going for a day or whatever, maybe 5 days. But this day, I get on there and I see, you know, at Bert Kreischer, and I know who Bert is. I don't know him well enough at the time, but I followed him on and off. And someone said, Bert, you should have DDP on your podcast. And I go, I'm going to go follow Bert. So I start following Bert, and there's a guy named Vance Hines. He's got a camera phone, and he puts it up, Steve, and he's videoing himself without his shirt on. And he's 475 pounds. And he said, if Bert Kreischer can get off and run a half a marathon, I can get off the couch and walk around my block. And that's how he started. And I thought, this son of a bitch is serious. Like, he's videoing this without a – he's a district attorney. So I just tweet him because I can't – DM him, right, which I would have done, but he wasn't following me. So I send him just a tweet. Hey, Vance, you look really serious, man. I love your the fire you have in your eyes. If you want any help, I'm here. Well, next day he ends up DMing me back and he apologizes for not knowing who the hell I am. Says, but my feed filled up with, if DDP wants to help you, you're crazy if you don't take his help. So Vance writes me, I used to say no to everyone's help. I've learned now I say yes to everything. So he came in, he worked with me. We have video footage of him when he's down about 30 pounds, he's about 420. Then he comes back again when he's about 340, you know, back to Atlanta, work with me, going back and doing my program and getting his walks in and doing his stuff, but really focusing. And he sends me his food every day. And every week he films that same video with a camera, I mean, a scale that says how much he weighs. So you can hear the computer say how much he weighs. And then he gives gained or lost every week. And every week he says, thank you, Bert Kreischer. Thank you, DDP. Like, it's like every week. Steve, I just brought him down here for his anniversary, 1 year anniversary of this journey. Lost 198 pounds.
Jesus.
There's no money involved. There's no nothing. It took Bert saying, I'm going to do this, and him laughing, and then Bert doing that, you know, and then having him make the move. And every, it's still this week. And it was funny, those next 2 weeks after he lost in 98, he gained 5 pounds and 6 pounds, you know, on each week. And I text him, I go, dude, you have to know that you can't cheat until you actually own it, until you actually get your weight regulated, because he wants to get under 200 pounds. And the bottom line is, this week he lost 9 pounds. So, you know, it's just about the discipline. And that's what I call owning it. And Positively Unstoppable is the art of owning it. I mean, I'm not just telling you little stories. I'm telling you how to do it. And what is it? It is whatever the hell you want it to be. You know, it could be the way you eat, the way you train, your lifestyle, your relationship with your kids, your wife, your significant other. You know, it's whatever you want it to be, because it comes down to that inner voice, that story you tell yourself, and that contest that we're doing. Like, that's really what we're looking for. We're looking for, in a 4-month period, we will start taking entries in. And we have a company that's coming in and running all this, because I you know, I don't have time to do this, because this is going to be massive. This is going to be massive. They're going to have people, because you don't have to do DDP yoga. You do whatever the hell you want to do, but we need to be able to track you. You know, so that's what's important. And we have the whole tracking system on the DDP Yoga Now app, and that costs nothing. So even if you start and you get X amount of days for free and you get out of it and go do another thing, you still have the tracking from the pictures to the measurements to the pictures, measurements, pain, weight. So we've got all that, and it's all set up in our own stuff. And again, you don't have to do our program. You can do whatever program you want. And it's not just before and after pictures. It's a physical side, of course, the pictures. And then it's the mental side. We're going to have you have to write an essay. Like, what made you move? Like, what got you off the couch? What got you to take your fitness? You could already be in good shape and take your fitness to a whole nother level. Like, what do you do in 4 months that's going to inspire other people? And it's going to be a man and a woman. It's not just going to be one person. So we pick from both sexes so that, because women and men are completely different, you know, on so many different levels. You know, the old, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus is a shoot. You know. So we don't want to put everybody in the same pool, so to speak. So that's the beginning. And I'm super excited about this because there's been a lot of work into it. We're still roughing everything out with our, you know, with the site. So when everything gets there, people know exactly what they need to do.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
It's me, Shaq, the general of Podcast One Sportsnet, your stop for the best sports podcasts. We've got it all in one place, from Steve Austin to Jim Harbaugh, Dan Patrick, the official Lakers podcast, and more. Podcast One Sportsnet is where it's all going down. So whatever sport you're watching or interviews you want to hear, or if you just want to laugh here, you know what off with my show. It's all happening here. Download the Podcast One app and click on Podcast One Sportsnet in the bottom right corner. I'm the general, and I'm ordering you to give it a try. You'll thank me later. And don't forget to listen to The Big Podcast with Shaq every Monday.
This is the Steve Austin Show.
Dude, when did you decide that you were going to write another book?
You know, people have been asking me, you know, since I wrote Positively Paige, which is really like documentary, you know, what happened in my life between 1956 and 1999, you know, when are you going to continue it? And I really wasn't into like what I'm going to do like with my life or an autobiography, even though there's, you know, anecdotes in there, because that's life. That's how you, I can say the shit that I say because I do it. I don't just make stuff up and try to get people to do things I think might be cool. It's like, if I'm not doing it, I'm not telling you that it works, because I know I can back that up. So I've had so many people that, you know, that I'm working with. Like, who would ever think that I would work with Vance Hines? There's so many people, Steve, that I call, you know, or I DM back and forth on Twitter. You know, the people that I'm just given that little bit of a nudge to help them, you know, and I knew that to really own a lifestyle the way I do, it's about how you work out. And you've said it a million times, you can't out train a bad eating, you know, lifestyle. You just can't. You know, you might be able to maintain, but you can't out train a bad diet. But the mental part, like, let's look at Arthur Borman, who's my greatest transformation. There's no one who's got a transformation in their toolbox of fitness people like Arthur.
Right.
When you go from not being able to walk, 5'6", 297 pounds, and knee braces, the back brace, and the canes, and doctors tell you for 15 years, this is your life. How do you get off? How do you say no? And he was reaching out, he actually Googled me, and you can't do it today because so many people buy those keywords online.
Right.
But he looked up broken back, and I was number one.
Really?
He was the number one feed that he saw. And he's like, Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestler guy? Like, wasn't a wrestling fan.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're in the military, you know who Steve Austin is. You know who Diamond Dallas Page is. You know who Hulk Hogan is, you know? So he looked it up. When me and you were living together down there
Playa Vista.
Playa Vista, yes. When we were living there, I had just done my, we had written the book, and I was just doing my first DVD series. And my buddy Robert, who has been with me since day one, he has been a great friend, but a guy who would help me do my website when I was making nothing. And he did it for nothing. And he's the first guy I ever put on the payroll. But he calls me up. He goes, D, we can take bits and pieces of your workouts and put them online. They've come up with a way to do that. I'm like, how much is that going to cost? He's like, nothing. I go, what do you mean nothing? He goes, I don't know. He goes, it's a company called YouTube. No one ever heard of YouTube.
Yeah.
I was like, we get those workouts up there, little pieces of them. He's like, yeah. So on our site, we had about four videos from each level. One was called 50 plus, 50 years or 50 pounds overweight. One was called Fountain of Youth. And one was called Regular Guy. And they all were different levels, different modifications. Well, Arthur saw the 50 plus, which is like every one of my workouts now have an element of 50 plus. Most all of the beginner workouts, all of them. So you could do them if you're sitting, you know, now it's sitting down, laying in bed. But back then, just modifying the position. And Arthur thought to himself, I can do this. And only reason I ever knew about him was because back then when you would see me in that office and just come in and go, dude, what are you doing? Anyone who got my program back then, every single one of them got an email from me. And it was a cut and paste email, but it was basically saying, hey, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I want to say thank you for getting the program. And I got six questions for you. And people thought it wasn't me. I wasn't too, I was only a couple of years off TV. So a lot of people didn't think it was me. A lot of people did. He wrote back the most unbelievable answers ever. And I wrote him back and I said, man, I go, thank you so much for taking the time here. I said, it looks like you need some help. Tell me a little bit about yourself. His cliff notes were morbidly obese, disabled veteran, 100% disabled veteran, relegated to thinking of myself as a piece of furniture. Now, I was like, wow, that's heavy. Send me some pictures. And there were six pictures I told you to take.
Yep.
They weren't written down. It was part of my like video stuff because it was nothing but video. There was no inspirational, just little pieces I was taking through the workout. But I would say, take these six pictures. He took them. And he sent me the first two. And he had the knee braces, the back braces, the wraparound canes. And I was like, oh, my God. How am I going to help that guy with the canes? How can I help that? So I said, send me what you eat. Now, Steve, this is the first guy that I have ever gone back and forth with the internet that I'm actually, like, looking to help that I don't know. So this is, like, a big step because I don't really know this guy. And I send him an eating plan that I got from Dr. Fred Bishy, who's my brother's mentor, who's a rawist. And he didn't make a raw menu, but he made a really healthy menu that helped heal people with cancer. And I know because my brother's seen thousands. My brother Roy's seen thousands of these people healed by this guy, Fred Bishy. I sent him, and I got super lean doing that food plan. And so I sent it to him. Now, if he writes back, I think I can do it, or I'll give it another, you know, I'll give it a good try, I say, awesome. Keep me posted. But he didn't do that. He wrote, I can do this. I said, give me your phone number. That's the first guy I ever called. And out of that, here's what I explained to him. As important as this workout is, because of you don't have to beat up your body, you can heal your body. As important as the eating plan is, it's 10% of the equation. The 90% is between your ears, the story you tell yourself. I have a chapter just on what I call living life at 90%. You know, everything is wrapped around how you can reprogram your brain to really do anything. Steve and I were talking about it today. I used to hear Jake when he would talk about, you know, we'd be getting interviewed when he was staying with me at the Accountability Crib. At some point, he would inevitably say It gives them confidence. The program, the DDPY program, gives you confidence. And one day after the interview, I said to him, bro, why do you keep saying that? He goes, what do you mean? I go, why do you keep saying it gives you confidence? I don't get that. He said, D, when I was over 300 pounds, when I lost that first 10 pounds, that was a win for me. And you got to understand, I ain't had a win in 20 years at that point. You know, when you showed me how to use the chair to get up and get down, I felt like a failure. But when I didn't need that chair anymore, I felt unstoppable. You know, so it's all those little things. And Steve and I were really breaking it down because Steve was talking about confidence. And that's really what this book is about. Positively unstoppable. When you're positively unstoppable, you have a confidence level that, and you know, because you get owning it. Hell, you were it. You know, Stone Cold Steve Austin was the it of its. And I put you over. Everybody knows it's a shoot. You know, it's real. Everybody else who, you know, got to that spot got owning it. Like, it's a state of mind. It's hard to keep it, you know. But when you really got it in your brain, and the thing that's really cool for me is I talk to people all day long about it. So that repetitions of affirmations leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. Now, that's a quote. And I don't, have you ever heard me say that quote before?
No.
Do you have any idea? I want to say it again. The repetitions of affirmations leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen.
I've heard you say words to that effect, but never those all put together like that.
I'm going to tell you the person who had that quote. I'm going to tell you their affirmation. And there's a 95% chance you're going to know who he is that said that quote. And when you really think about that, the odds of that are like 1,000,000 to 1. But this guy said this over and over and over and over and over and over again. He would say, I am the greatest. I am the greatest of all time. Who is that guy?
Hey, you talking about Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, like the repetitions of affirmations. I am the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. How many times do you think he said that, bro?
1,000,000. And you believed him every time he said it.
Every time, because of the conviction. Because of the conviction, man. So you will really appreciate this. I'm down at the WWE NXT Performance Center. You know, all the superstars are there. And these kids, they work hard. They got work ethic like me and you did, man. They got crazy. All of them got crazy work ethic. At the end of the workout, I talk about the quote. And then I break down that quote. You know, like before I went out for my Hall of Fame speech, do you think I was in the back with an affirmation? Was like, oh my God, what if I screw this up? What if I fall? God, what if I fail? What if they don't like it? What if I forget what I was going to say? Was that what was on my mind? Hell no. What was on my mind was, this is going to be the best thing I ever did. I'm going to blow people away. I'm going to make them laugh. I'm going to make them cry. I'm going to inspire them. And it kept going over and over and over and over again in my head while Bishop was talking, while my girls were with me. That's the voice. That's the voice that's in my head. And then I broke it down that it was Ali, and they all knew as soon as I said the greatest. So afterwards, one of the great young wrestlers out there, Tommaso Ciampa, walks up to me and he shakes my hand and he grabs me and he hugs me and he looks me square in the eye, Steve, and he says, you have no idea how much I needed to hear that today. And he gave me a hug and everybody else thanked me, blah, blah, blah. So the next day, he's going down with one another great, great warriors, Aleister Black. And Aleister Black and him are going for the world title. And Aleister's holding, not world title, but the NXT title. And Aleister's holding the title. And Tommaso at that time has no music. This is right before, he's had no music the whole time. And I always say, Bischoff taught me years ago, there's better than, there's less than, and there's different than. And I realized I've been different than my whole life, you know, and that's the path I take. So Tomasa's got no music. And I, when I'm down there, I like to be where the, you know, where the boys are about to come out, be backstage so I can hear the crowd. You know, I don't want to watch it in the TV room. I want to hear the crowd. So Tomasa is, he's up on that second step and he's in the zone and he's getting ready to go. And I'm off in the corner. And right before he walks off, he turns and he looks at me and he says, affirmations, and walks to the ring. And those guys, they had a hell of a match, man. You know, that's the kind of impact that this book is going to have on people.
I am so disappointed in myself because you sent me this book on a PDF. I was out there in Nevada and I was reading the foreword. Mick Foley does a hell of a job on the foreword. I was going through the first chapter and I was trying to get into the second chapter, and everybody knows. I said, no excuse, I'm the shits at reading. But I was like, man, I'm doing Paige a disservice because I must read this book and just, you know, listen to you talk about it. And I was reading a lot of the quotes that people are saying, and a lot of the boys and your friends that came over and had quotes and words to say about the book. I was like, man, you should have read this effing book. So, dude, you know me? I don't lie. I tell you like a shoot. So I'm going to read this whole mother. Sean bleeped me out. I'm going to read the whole mother. How long did it take you to write this? Because, you know, you are a different guy than I used to know. And the guy that I used to know has always been a great guy. And we hung out a lot together. We partied together. We worked hard together. We've dreamed together. And I would say you're the same person, but you just evolved and went to a whole nother level. How long did it take you to put this book together?
Oh, man.
Okay, there was so much work here, and just skimming through it, dude, and the knowledge and the experience and the good hard times and all the successes and all the failures to put this thing together and help people out. How long did it take? A couple years?
About a year, maybe not a year. Let's see. You know, when I started, and I brought this guy Ian in to work with me to help me structure it, because there was like, there's no way I could do that. You know, I mean, I was reading at a third grade level at the age of 30, man, you know, before I taught myself how to read. And the biggest point came when me and you were living at Playa Vista, and I would go to that woman who would teach me. She was 85 years old, Rose, in Culver City at the Eris Learning Center. She said I took home more homework than anyone she ever met, because every Monday and every Thursday I would go there and I'd spend an hour with her, and she taught me how to deal with dyslexia. She taught me how to deal with, you know, how to help with the ADD and the focus. But more than anything, it was right. Again, I had to reprogram my brain, and that's where it really started to come together. Smokey helped me with my first book. This one was Ian helped with pulling it together. Steve Yu has been a huge part of my life, and a lot of the things that like, he was going in one direction, I was going in another direction. Him in film and inspiring people, and me in with my program and inspiring people. And when we came together, it was kind of like Captain James T. Kirk and Spock.
Right.
and it has helped me grow in a lot of ways. My wife, Brenda, has helped me grow on so many different levels, where she'll call me all my bullshit, you know, like where other people are afraid to say a word. She is, and neither is Steve. But the both of them have just helped me become better and helping people. You know, this is a time of the year where a lot of people can get really down, and understandably so. I get it. But I tell them, I say, like, and I talk about it in the book. You know, if you want to try to turn it around, I'll tell you the story. Brickhouse Brown. You ever meet Brick?
God dang. Of course I met Brick, man. Charismatic worker, great worker. He passed away recently from prostate cancer. And I don't know if it was undiagnosed or whatever, but there was no sense in him being gone. But yes, please tell me the story, because Brickhouse was super cool to me.
1997, I meet Brickhouse Brown back when I'm in the AWA. And we become like, you know, buddies who you run into and you see them. You're certain guys you just click off.
Yep.
Mick Foley, when I was in the AWA, and Mick was like probably about 240, 235, you know, looked like he was 6'4". He was handsome as hell, you know. But I met Brick, and, well, we become, you know, we talk every once in a blue moon. And then I'd see him for a long time with WCW. And then, you know, 1997, you know, it was a great year for both of us. You know, I freaking blew up, and I come into Memphis, and Brick happens to be standing in front of a door about to walk in, and we give each other a big hug, and man, he said, man, D, he's like, man, he goes, I hear you're inspiring, man, your career's taking off, blah, 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 but man, I hear you're doing some good, I hear you're really inspiring people. He said, inspire me, bro, and like a comedian might say, you know, tell me a joke.
Right.
And I'd never had anybody say that to me before. And I said, well, what's the problem? And I said, do you have cancer? He went, cancer? Hell no, I don't have cancer. Why would you say that? I said, because that's a problem, bro. I go, that's a serious problem. It's not a problem people can't overcome. I said, but that's a real problem. And he talking about the divorce and everything. And, you know, we all been through that. And I said, I'll tell you what, Brick. I said, one thing I've been learning, you know, and it's happened over the last 10 years of my life, but big time lately. I said, you're right down the street from Danny Thomas Cancer Center for Children. I said, you want to feel better? You want to feel good? I said, go down there tomorrow. Pick up a book and read to those kids. Just be Brickhouse Brown. They've seen you on TV. They don't know if you're with the WWF, the WCW, or Memphis TV. You're a wrestler that's on TV. I know it because I walk into these hospitals and they go crazy because they're little kids and I'm a wrestler off TV. You're the same guy. Do you want to feel good about yourself? Walk in there because they're going to, these kids are dying. That's why they're in that hospital. Most of them. I said, go in there. Spend some time with them, bro. You will feel amazing. And he went, wow, D, that's pretty damn good advice. And again, I just made that off the top of my head because I think I'd probably just done it something like that, you know, recently. And, you know, we did that kind of stuff all the time. But, you know, when I heard he passed, I thought of that story. You know, and again, it's when you put yourself in a position, you know, and helping as many people as I have, it's kind of selfish. And when I say that is because when I get these like phone, you know, these emails or DMs or, you know, from whoever, you know, people thanking me that I've never even met before. I saw a girl post the other day and she wrote this, she did this video. And one of my guys, my buddy Jerry, is one of my instructors who teaches mainly the my DDPY rebuild. Because you probably haven't seen it, you know, because you don't go to that section on the app. But there's spots where you start in bed. Like you can't get out of bed. Well, I got three workouts for you in bed that'll help you get out of bed and put you in a chair. And then when you get out of the chair, I got eight workouts for you sitting in a chair and then standing up to use a chair to get up and get down, help build the strength. So you can do my beginner workout. And if you can do just the chair workouts and the show how to use the modification, you can really do anything because I just taught you how to do that. Well, Jerry teaches that. And he sent me this video of this girl. And it was so powerful to me. It was so powerful to me. And it was just about her starting to own it and getting, changing that mental swing. I said to Robert or Rachel, well, Rachel's one of my, she's head of my, my social media. I said, find her name. And I want to call her. And just picking up the phone and calling her was a trip, man. It was a trip. And she was so excited. But it was just the fire in her, that chick moved me to go, wow, I'm impressed that you, not just sort of like what Vance Hine did, you put it out there in the universe. And when you put something out there in the universe, because you know, we'll go back to something is absurd, as me starting to wrestle from a manager and saying that I'm going to be a top guy. Like, that's preposterous.
Yeah.
You know, to think that I was ever going to, you know, become a world champion. And Dusty, you know that story.
Yeah, yeah.
Story. And that's in the book. You know, like, he changed the way I thought there. And I thought, I will be a world champion. And when I got to the end of my career, at some points, and it was Ric Flair really putting me over for that first world title. And that's why I really went out of my way to thank Ric, because I'd never really properly thanked Ric. And I really did. I knew it was huge for my career. But to ever think I'd be a Hall of Famer, as you know, is equally as preposterous, you know? So anything's possible.
And just in going back to the book, do you have just a big promotional tour coming out to talk about this thing? And how have the pre-orders been?
Pre-orders have been really good. And you know, what I did was, anybody who got the book, you know, I signed book plates. And if they went to ddpyoga.com/positivelyunstoppable, if they went there and ordered the book, they could get the address for the PC, my DDP Yoga Performance Center in Smyrna, Georgia. And anybody who sends me a self-addressed stamped envelope for purchase, I'll give them a signed book plate, so they got to sign the book signed. Yeah, but I'm planning on going out and doing a tour to support the book. It'll start sometime probably around the middle of January. I haven't figured out exactly where I'm going, but I've been thinking about doing this. I've been thinking about wherever WWE's at, I'm just going to go there the night before. So I'm there to do a signing, because nothing's going to be hotter for WWE when it's going on. You know, when the TV comes to town, you know, the whole industry, you know, everybody does better. But it'd be great for me to go out there and just circle around, you know, and just get the word out. You know, cause you know me, I'm boots on the ground. You know, kind of guy.
Once you wrote the book, how many times did you guys go over it and say, okay, this is it, we've got it, this is the ticket?
Oh, God. You know, it was a labor of love.
Well, dude, I know you're a perfectionist, and you'll leave something out, and then you'll add it back in, and you had the guy helping you organize and structure it. But, dude, there's a lot of life lessons and a lot of, almost like guinea pig type. I mean, dude, you're living, I was living with you. I would stagger down the stairs with a hangover going to get coffee, and you would be in there working on your first incarnation of DDP Yoga. And I'm thinking, dude, what are you doing? So I know you're a perfectionist, and with all this learning, all the process, and this is, you know, the latest chapter of Diamond Dallas Page's life and philosophies on health and owning everything. So are you proud of it?
Dude, I got a funny compliment today about the book. My head of my social media, Rachel Bradley, she's a pretty smart girl. She said something about the book, and I didn't even know she'd read it. And she looked at me, and she goes, wow. She goes, your book's really good. And I looked at her and went, yeah, thanks. She goes, no, I thought she was kidding me. I thought she was busting my chops, you know. She goes, no. She goes, and then she got real. She goes, I was really surprised. I mean, it's really good. Because I do work with her, too, yeah, trying to help her, you know, own it. So she's heard a lot of it, but not the whole thing, and not the life's lessons and how you actually make it happen. And there's parts where the book, I mean, there's so many times where I say, if you're not willing to put the work in, don't use it as a book stop, right? You know, a doorstop or something, because, you know, you didn't become Stone Cold Steve Austin by not putting the work in. You know, you got to put the work in. And I don't care what it is, but I show you how to make the work fun. And again, when I get you, that inner voice, changing that inner voice. And like I started to talk about, I talked about it a few times, there's confidence. Like this book, Positively Unstoppable, it could have been helps create confidence. And I'm creating right now what I want to do, a TED Talk. After I saw Eric do it, I saw Titus do it. Titus did a great one too. I want to do one, and I didn't know what it was yet, because you can't be over it 17 and a half minutes. So you could do it in 10. It's something I'd be able to say in 10 to 18 minutes, and it's going to be on confidence, and I'm going to make it entertaining, but you're going to get it because confidence, once you start to realize you can do things, once you start to realize what you can do and you start to get that confidence, you start to believe you can do anything. And I remember in 1998 when they were interviewing me for WCW Magazine and they said, what's next for Diamond Dallas Page? I said, whatever I want it to be. You know, and that's, I really felt that way. And you still, you trip and you fall down. And everything that I have ever done that has led to pure substance has been because I failed, because I fell down, because I doubted myself, because I fell into a hole. And the best example would be blowing my back out. When I blew my back out in 1999 and those three spine specialists told me my wrestling career was over at the apex of my career, it's gone, it's done. It turned out to be the best thing ever happened to me. What looks like it is the worst thing, and I don't care from a divorce to, you know, losing your job, I don't care what it is. It can be the best thing to happen to you. I consider myself a guy who went through a really hard divorce. You were there with me. I love my ex-wife and still do today, just differently. I'm so grateful that I met my wife, Brenda, because she makes and helps me be the best Dallas Page that I can be. And I think everyone, when they take more of that attitude of like, okay, you know, people have heard it before. When one door closes, another opens. Well, that one door closing can make 400 open, you know, and you, and I tell people like, I won't be around negative people. I will not be around them. There's when you came to my performance center. Is that the greatest group of guys ever?
Yeah. And
that,
gals.
I mean, yes. And gals. I mean, guys, to me, it's guys. Everybody.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, I've got everyone, they always say, man, your crew, they are phenomenal. They're handpicked by me and Steve. And people come and go, but the people who stay there and have been there with me from the beginning, like they really, they put work in. And like one of my guys, Nathan Mowry, he did Jericho's, he came and videoed with you the one time. But he did Chris Jericho's Judas, got over 20 million views on that. That's him directing that. He did Painless. He was on that, on Jericho's cruise. He filmed all that stuff for him. He films with a ton of bands now. I've been having him write his goals down forever. You know, my boy Dylan, who's been with me forever, here's a kid who's also one of the boys that works. And dude, he did one stupid bump the other night, and he's going to love that I tell the story, but it was the stupidest bump on the planet. You know, he's 5'6", he's 290 pounds. You don't go through a table, through the floor, off a ladder. And he did it, and he hard-weighed himself. Big time. And I got to put these guys over. They've got in Atlanta, him and Nathan, and Rich Ward owns a piece of it too from Fozzy.
Yep.
They have Southern Honor Wrestling. And these guys, I went to the first show and, you know, just didn't tell them I was coming. Raven did a favor for them. They had 300 some people there. The crowd was white hot. They've got this place where this pastor, he does church services. They're like anyone churches, like anyone can come. This guy helps the homeless. Can't remember his first name, but he's a super guy. And that's where they've got all the production stuff. That's where Fozzy has all their lights and all their stuff. So they get this grand production, and Nathan and Dylan do some, I think Matt and Robert, I think they all help out, and Will, I'm not sure, a bunch of the guys are doing the editing, but when these guys come out, they've got production value. They've got stories. And I showed up just to, you know, to give them the help, that boost, and get their, you know, help them get their name out there. But this was their, I think, their second or third show, and they're just getting a killer response from the people right in Canton, Georgia. So anybody's listening, you're in that area, check out Southern Honor Wrestling. These guys are working hard, Dylan's like the Booker, and hopefully he won't do any more stupid bumps like that. He really hard-weighed himself bad. Like, blew his, like, 18 stitches on his face.
Well, let me give Dylan a little piece of advice. Hey, Dylan, that ain't those big-ass stupid bumps that's going to get your ass over. Learn how to work. Learn how to tell a story. Learn how to make people care and make them move emotionally. That will get your ass over. End of story. Dallas, I'm looking forward to, I'm going to finish this book because as you were saying, you know, like through all the times you fell down, but you said, hey, yeah, Steve, you're working hard too. Yeah, I do work hard, but there were things in there. I started reading that book and I was like, dude, Paige is at work in you again. So I'm going to finish. you son of a bitch. So no, you've inspired me to read the damn book. So I will read it. We will do another podcast when I get finished. But there were things in there that moved me and started making my brain think. I was like, man, I'm not doing enough. So thank you for being on the show. One more time. Where can people find the book? I know it comes out January 15, 2019. Where can they find the book and where can they find you on social media and all of the DDP yoga stuff?
Well, right now, if you're not interested in the book, but you've been waiting on the program.
It's a badass book. From what I've read, I'm putting it over.
Thank you. And you just and you all know, this son of a bitch don't put over anything.
I don't unless put shit over. Really
believes, he ain't putting it over unless he believes it. But right now, it's our biggest sale of the year. It's 30% off everything. It's the first time I've ever done 30% off on our app, and it is just killing. So you can go to ddpyoga.com. And especially if you're going to the app, go to ddpyoga.com, because if you go to iTunes, you go to Google Play, you can get it there, but it's going to cost you more because they charge 30% more on top of our 30%, so that we're taking off. So you can go there right now. It's our holiday special, and it's where you can give someone the feeling of help. And it could be anywhere from our DDPY DVDs, which are literally our workouts. It's also on the app, but those workouts are really for limited mobility people. You want to help your grandparents out, or your dad, or your mom, or somebody who really needs to. You want them to start to get some life back. Like, this can really help them. You know, and our programs go all the way up to Psycho Extreme. But if you want to get the book, now is the best time, because if you get the book and you go, like I say, you go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever they sell books, wherever you go, and you get a proof of purchase, when you go to ddpyoga.com/positivelyunstoppable, well, there you'll be able to register and you'll go through a little form you'll fill out. You'll take a picture of the proof of purchase and it'll code it and it'll give you 40% off on our DVDs. So that's the best deal you're ever going to get. And I'll tell you why, because I'm never going to value my product, because I know what we have works. And that's why I know that. That's why you can't make people chant Stone Cold or Hogan or Rocky or DDP, or you can't make them do that. They got to be emotionally moved. It's the same way you can't get people to write shit on the internet. You can't get them to go to Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and write these unbelievable things about what we're doing for them. So if you want to follow me, don't listen to a word I've said about my product or even what Steve says. Go to our Twitter page, @RealDDP, @DDPYoga. Go to the Instagram, Diamond Dallas page. Follow us there, or DDP Yoga on Instagram, or go to Facebook and go to any DDP Yoga site. There's one that's members only. All you got to do is click the like button. You're a member. Bottom line, there's over 25,000 people there that help each other. Ask them. And that's the best thing I can tell you. And those of you who still aren't going to get off the couch, but you want to try to get a chance of winning $1 million, maybe that'll move you. That is starting. That is coming. And that will be, we'll start drawing, giving people a chance to sign up. And you won't have to start till January 31st if you don't want to, or you could start right away and track it for those 4 months. And we'll show you exactly how to do that. We're putting it all together. And when I say it's $1 million, no bullshit. $1 million, you will have a chance to win. It's like that deal or no deal deal, but you get that opportunity. Everybody who gets a part of this program is going to be a winner, though, because it's going to not just have you change your life, but it can ultimately help you own your life. Stone Cold Steve Austin, my favorite redneck, as you know, I always call you. I love you, brother, and I appreciate you having me on, man.
Always good talking to you, and your phone went off several times, so you owe my listeners a beer. And next time you see me, as though I'm somewhat on the wagon, you owe me a beer. I look forward to it, my friend. It was good talking to you, and I'm looking forward to finishing Positively Unstoppable. I'm sure it's going to be on top of the New York Times bestseller list.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right, strap in, folks. College football playoff semifinals are set for Saturday, December 29th, only on ESPN, with two back-to-back games, starting with Clemson and Notre Dame at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic at 4 p.m. Eastern. Clemson has Notre Dame's number from her last meeting back in 2015. Man, this is going to be a real good game because a lot of people don't think that Notre Dame is actually that good, but they're undefeated. Brian Kelly has that team really running smooth. And, of course, Clemson, Dabo Swinney, however you want to say his name, man. Holy smokes, that program has been awesome. So that should be, as my good friend would say, Jim Ross, a true slobber knocker then. Oh, this is going to be a good one. Speaking of my old buddy, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide versus Oklahoma at the Capital One Orange Bowl at 8 p.m. Eastern. And y'all know that I roll Tide, and my good buddy Jim Ross is Boomer Sooner. These two teams are facing off for the first time since the 2014 Sugar Bowl. And don't forget, Oklahoma has beaten Alabama three straight times. We've got to change that. We're going to see what happens. You must tune in, because I sure will be. The winner of the Orange and Cotton Bowl will face off in a national championship game presented by AT&T on Monday, January 7th on ESPN. Do not miss it. This is as good as college football gets. Four badass teams. Can Notre Dame, in my estimation, they'd be an upset if they beat Clemson. Clemson has that badass, strong defensive line. Hellacious quarterback. Notre Dame, a winner at quarterback. Just a greatly coached team. Roll Tide, man. Tua got rolled up with that ankle last game. Oklahoma kind of had a few discombobulations with their defense over the year. Kyler Murray wins the Heisman Trophy. He will be on fire. Alabama in the past has had problems with quarterbacks who are as mobile. And as mobile as Kyler Murray is, and is an accurate passer with an uncanny ability to read these defenses. So, man, some great football coming your way. And if all this college football action has got you all tensed up, then try some TheraWorks. If you or a loved one suffer from leg or foot cramps, you know how painful and disruptive they can be. Muscle cramps can jolt you out of a sound sleep or interrupt your daily life. Well, check it out, because I'm about to get you hip to TheraWorks Relief, a non-greasy foam that's proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. With daily use, TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep or do the activities you love. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. People love the results. You've probably seen Dr. Drew Penske on TV putting TheraWorks Relief over. It's that efficient and respected. The holiday season is around the corner, so if you know someone who suffers with muscle cramps or muscle soreness, get them TheraWorks. TheraWorks Relief is the top choice for preventing and relieving muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, or by talking to your pharmacist. Learn more at TheraWorksRelief.com. That's TheraWorksRelief.com. Check it out. All right, everybody, give me the go-home. Q's time to wrap up his podcast and ride off in the sunset. But before I do that, I want to thank my old buddy, roommate, travel partner, awesome friend, Diamond Dallas Page, for joining me on the show today. We wanted to bring some awareness to his new book, available January 15th, 2019, Positively Unstoppable. I predict this will be on the New York Times bestseller list. If you know Page like I do, and I know him very well, he's one of the most driven, motivated people I've ever talked to in my life. So I continue to use his DDPY program because it works, and I can prove that. And I'm looking forward to getting through all of the book, because I got a chance to scan through most of it. But valuable tips, valuable information from a guy who's had some tough times and bucked up, got on the path because he's just so determined to be a winner in life and just lead by example. So it's always good talking to my buddy. It's going to be an awesome book.
Check it out. Available January 15th, 2019. You can pre-order now where books are available anywhere. Hey, as we head into the Christmas season, if you want to send out a Christmas present, my badass beer, the best IPA in the United States of America, Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA, would be a great selection. Brewed by El Segundo Brewing Company over there in El Segundo, 140 Main Street. If you come to L.A. for a Christmas party, hang a left at LAX. Go to the brewery and check out some fresh out of the damn tap. If you in SoCal, you might find it in Whole Foods and Total Wines. If you ain't in SoCal, you're probably shit out of luck. If you're looking, well, it's a holiday season. Once again, if you want to give someone a badass pocket knife, which I highly suggest everybody carry, Cold Steel Broken Skull Knife. Cold Steel Working Man's Knife. You can get them at my Amazon store. Amazon has the best price on both knives. Just go to amazon.com/shop/Steve Austin or head directly to the Cold Steel Knives website. They make some of the best knives in the world. Are always ready. I want to say one more thank you to all the fine sponsors of the Steve Austin Show, especially Geico, DDP Yoga, Quip Toothbrushes, ESPN, and TheraWorks. That's how I'm able to do this podcast for you twice a week for free. Please support them because they support us. If you need more info on my sponsors, check out the show description to this episode for details. Folks, I am on social media. I am on Twitter and Instagram at SteveAustinBSR. Till next time, folks. My name is Steve Austin, and I will catch your ass down the road.
This has been a Podcast One production. Download new episodes of The Steve Austin Show every Tuesday at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.